All right, everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. Today, we're going beyond those big laws everyone talks about, you know, the ones that always make the headlines. We're going deep into the world of regulations, you know, those detailed rules that often fly under the radar, but could actually pack more punch than the laws themselves. We're going to unpack why understanding these regulations is so crucial, especially when it comes to dealing with your local government. So stay tuned.
What's really interesting here is that many people think laws are the end-all, be-all, but it's the regulations that actually spell out how those laws play out in our everyday lives. Think about it this way. Congress passes a law saying you need a driver's license. Seems pretty straightforward, right?
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows you need a license to drive.
Exactly. But the law itself probably doesn't say what age you have to be, or what tests you need to pass, or even what type of car you're allowed to drive. Those nitty-gritty details, the ones that actually affect you when you go to get your license, those are all laid out in the regulations.
So the regulations are where the rubber meets the road, huh? Like, they translate the big ideas of the law into specific actionable rules.
Precisely. And this is particularly relevant when we're talking about local government. Think about stuff like zoning ordinances, building codes, noise regulations, even parking rules. These are all examples of regulations that impact our daily lives at the local level.
Okay, so let's dive a little deeper into this. I know our main source material today is the Code of Federal Regulations, this massive collection of rules governing everything from taxes to, well, tanning salons.
Yes, the infamous tanning salon story. It's a perfect example of how regulations, even ones that seem obscure, can have very real consequences.
Right. So in our source material, there's this story about an FDA official just showing up at a tanning salon, demanding to inspect their tanning beds. Most people probably wouldn't connect tanning beds with the FDA, so the owners were understandably confused.
It does seem a bit out of left field, I'll admit. But this is exactly why understanding the specifics of regulations is so important. The FDA official claimed he had the authority to inspect the beds based on medical device regulations. But when they looked into it further, it turned out those regulations only applied to tanning beds used for medical reasons, you know, like those prescribed by a doctor. This particular tanning salon was obviously not operating in a medical context.
So this FDA official was basically overstepping his bounds, trying to apply regulation that didn't actually fit the situation. This is a perfect example of why we need to understand regulations, especially at the local level, where you might be interacting with officials more often.
Absolutely. Knowledge is power. And knowing the specific regulations that apply to you, whether you're running a business or just living in your community, it allows you to hold officials accountable and make sure they're acting within the limits of their authority.
It's about being an informed citizen, right? Knowing the rules of the game.
Exactly. And sometimes those rules can be pretty complicated, especially when you're dealing with something as massive as the Code of Federal Regulations.
Yeah, it's huge EE. It's actually way bigger than the U.S. Code, where our actual laws are written down. It can be pretty intimidating to try to navigate.
It can definitely be overwhelming, I get that. But it's important to remember that the CFR is organized in a way that's meant to make information accessible. Think of it like a giant library organized by subject matter. You've got titles, parts, subparts, and each regulation has a specific citation, like a library address, that helps you find what you need.
So it's like those Dewey Decimal System stickers you used to see in libraries. Each title is like a main category. And then within each title, there are parts and subparts that get more and more specific.
Exactly. And here's a crucial point. Those citations often include cross-references to the relevant section of the U.S. Code. This is key because it connects the specific regulations back to the broader laws they're supposed to clarify.
Okay, so if I'm looking up a regulation in the CFR, I can use that cross-reference to see how it relates back to the actual law passed by Congress.
You got it. And that's a powerful tool for understanding how laws are interpreted and applied in the real world.
This makes me think of that quote from our source material, "Regulations control the law." It seems pretty extreme, to be honest. How can a regulation be more important than the law itself?
It's a strong statement for sure, and it highlights a critical point. A law without a regulation is often practically useless. Congress might pass a law saying you must do X, but without a regulation spelling out exactly what X is, how to do it, who it applies to, that law is basically unenforceable.
So if you really want to understand a law and what it means, You can't just read the law itself. You have to dig into the regulations that actually bring it to life.
Exactly. The regulations are where the rubber meets the road. They control how a law is implemented and enforced, defining what the government can and cannot actually do.
And that's why it's so crucial to check both the law and its regulations, especially at that local level.
Right. You might be surprised by what you find. Regulations can be incredibly specific, and understanding those details can give you a much clearer picture of how laws are actually being applied in your community. Maybe we can use an example here to illustrate this a bit better.
Sure, that sounds good.
Let's say you're thinking about opening that shoe repair shop we talked about earlier.
Yeah, a nice little local business.
Now, there's this federal law, Section 6001 of the U.S. Code, that says businesses have to keep records for tax purposes.
Right. Got to make sure the government gets its share.
Of course. But Section 6001 itself is pretty broad. It doesn't say what types of records need to be kept or exactly which businesses have to follow this rule. That's where the regulations step in.
So the regulations would fill in the gaps. Like they'd spell out who needs to keep records and what kind of records those need to be.
Exactly. So for instance, the regulations connected to Section 6001 might specify that only businesses involved in interstate commerce have to keep records.
Interstate commerce, huh? But what if my shoe repair shop is just a local thing? I'm not shipping shoes across state lines.
That's a great point, and this is where things can get a little tricky. Some regulations, even ones tied to federal laws, might be written broadly enough to include even small local businesses. It really all depends on the specific wording of the regulation.
So even if I think a regulation doesn't apply to me, it's still a good idea to do my research and double check.
Absolutely. You always have the right to question authority and to make sure that any regulations being enforced actually fall under the government's jurisdiction. This is especially important at the local level, where you're more likely to be dealing with officials who are interpreting and enforcing regulations that directly affect your everyday life.
It's like that tanning salon story,
yeah.
Right? The owners had to push back and really dig into those regulations to make sure they weren't being subjected to some kind of overreach.
Exactly. Understanding regulations isn't just about avoiding trouble. It's about understanding the limits of government power and making sure your rights are being respected.
This is all starting to click for me now. It's not just about blindly following rules. It's about understanding the whole system that those rules operate within.
Precisely. It's about empowering yourself with the knowledge to navigate all the complexities of the legal system, whether you're dealing with federal, state, or local regulations.
So if we're talking about understanding regulations at the local level, what's the main takeaway for our listeners?
Don't be afraid to ask questions. If a local official mentions a regulation, ask them to explain it. Ask to see the exact wording of the regulation. Don't just take their word for it. Do your own research and make sure that regulation actually applies to your specific situation.
So it's all about being an informed and engaged citizen.
Exactly. And remember, there are resources out there to help you. You can contact your local government offices, talk to legal aid organizations, or even use online resources to research and understand the regulations that apply to your community.
This has been a really interesting deep dive. I have to admit, I started out feeling a little intimidated by the whole world of regulations. But now I'm actually starting to feel empowered.
That's what we're going for. Regulations, especially at the local level, aren't meant to be obstacles. They're meant to create a framework for a functioning and fair community.
And by understanding those regulations, we can all play a more active and informed role in shaping that community.
I couldn't agree more. It's all about taking ownership of our understanding of the rules that affect our lives.
So we've talked about how regulations are often the key to understanding how laws actually work in everyday life. We've also discussed how important it is to understand the specifics of those regulations, especially when you're dealing with local government officials.
And we've looked at how complex those regulations can be, like with the tanning salon example, and how understanding them can be a powerful way to protect your rights.
We've even touched on the fact that the Code of Federal Regulations, as huge as it is organized in a way that makes it possible to find the information you're looking for. But there's one thing we haven't really addressed yet.
And what's that?
Just the sheer volume of regulations out there. It can feel totally overwhelming. How can the average person possibly stay on top of all the rules and regulations that might apply to them, especially at the local level, where things can change so quickly?
You're absolutely right. It can be a lot to keep up with, especially at the local level, where things can change so quickly.
Right. Feels like you're always trying to catch up.
Yeah, I get that feeling.
Yeah.
But there are ways to stay informed without feeling completely overwhelmed. One of the most effective things you can do is just focus on the areas that directly affect you.
So instead of trying to keep track of every single regulation under the sun, I should prioritize the ones that impact, say, my business or my property.
Exactly. Think about the things you deal with regularly in your community. Are you a business owner? Thinking about doing any renovations? Any local issues you're particularly interested in, like parks or public transportation?
Okay, so I figure out what those key areas are, and then what? Do I just start combing through local government websites and hoping for the best?
It can seem a little daunting at first, but there are actually resources to help you figure it all out. Many local governments have websites where you can find information about local ordinances and regulations.
So I could actually go online and look up the rules that apply to my specific situation.
In a lot of cases, yes. You can often find things like zoning regulations, building codes, business licensing requirements, even noise ordinances and parking rules.
That's super helpful. But what if I can't find what I need online? Or what if I find it, but I just can't make heads or tails of the language?
In those cases, reaching out to your local government officials or attending public meetings can be really helpful. Most local governments have staff who are there to help residents get the information they need.
So I could just pick up the phone or head down to City Hall and actually talk to a real person about these regulations.
Absolutely. And don't underestimate how valuable it can be to go to those public meetings. That's often where local regulations are discussed and debated. It's a chance to hear from experts, ask your questions, and even voice your concerns.
So it's an opportunity to actually be a part of the process instead of just watching from the sidelines.
Exactly. And remember what we talked about earlier. Knowledge is power. The more you understand the rules that govern your community, the better prepared you'll be to advocate for yourself and the things that are important to you.
This has been a really eye-opening conversation. Mm-hmm. I have to say, I started off feeling a little intimidated by this whole world of regulations, but honestly, I'm actually feeling kind of empowered now.
That's great to hear. Regulations, especially at the local level, aren't meant to be roadblocks. They're there to provide a framework for a community that functions well and is fair to everyone.
And by understanding those regulations, we can all be more active and informed participants in shaping our communities.
I like the way you put that. It's about taking responsibility for understanding the rules that shape our lives.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one key takeaway you want our listeners to walk away with when it comes to understanding regulations?
Think and act locally. We've been talking about the Code of Federal Regulations, but often the regulations that have the biggest impact on us are the ones that are closest to home. Take the time to learn about the rules that affect your community, and don't be afraid to get involved with your local government.
It's all about being informed, engaged, and empowered right here in our own neighborhoods.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And as always, remember, knowledge is power.
So true. Thanks so much for joining me for this deep dive. And to all our listeners out there, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep empowering yourselves with the information you need to make a difference in your communities. Until next time, happy diving.